maintaining the limes, or border area, was crucial to the empire's defenses. Wherever possible, the Romans counted on natural boundaries like rivers, mountains, or deserts to keep the empire safe. But in the wide open spaces, the Romans worked out a combination of fortifications and quick response forces which served well for a long time. That is, as long as Rome could afford to pay its soldiers. In segment 13C, crisis of the 3rd century AD, basically everything goes wrong. Barbarians at the doorstep, imbeciles on the throne, and to top everything off, it seemed to the average Roman pagan in the street that the gods were angry. The Roman armies were often too busy fighting each other to do their job of fending off enemies and holding the limes, or borders. Emperors, it seemed, were a dime a dozen, and even the good emperors found exciting ways to get themselves killed. It got so bad that the government wouldn't even accept its own currency in payment of taxes. Parts of the empire broke off. Other parts were overrun. For the first time since Hannibal had stood at the gates, nearly 5 centuries earlier, Rome was faced with another big-time gut check. Once more, Rome had to be reinvented. This time, the mastermind of the empire's salvation was not a blue-blooded native Roman, but a general who had been born a poor Serbian child named Diocletian. Segment 13D, Roman Totalitarianism, reveals the answer to Rome's ills as a top-down totalitarian police state dictatorship. It's called the Dominate to distinguish it from the Principate, or rule by the first man. The emperor was now Dominus et Deus, master and god, with an elaborate court ritual basically emphasizing him as a god on earth. Diocletian made massive reforms to the military, to the imperial government, and to the economy.